So I was asking you earlier about the favourite lyric that you think as a band you go, oh my God, that's amazing. Because every band writes a song, it could be a whole song, it can be a lyric. So what for you was the one that you went, wow, I've written that, it's amazing?
I like that question, because actually while I was playing I was struggling to not get distracted from what I was singing, because I was trying to think of what lyric I was going to say and then I started nearly singing the wrong lyric. So I think the one that pops into my head, I don't know if it's actually my favourite if I thought about it for longer, but I do like the, if I ever am sleeping, please don't hesitate to wake me, because I don't need to dream when you're with me. It's that kind of like, you know,
yeah.
It's a little bit like that Aerosmith song, I think, that I could stay awake just to watch you dream.
Yes.
Which I think is so romantic.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a softie for things like that.
Oh, what about you, Alex?
You know what, I can just agree with that. There's nothing wrong with being romantic. Brendan writes the lyrics. I like some he has on the next single that's coming out, Whirlpool. That's a little favourite of mine.
What's the song that you both wish you'd have written? So it's by another artist. Have you got a favourite one where you go, I wish I'd have written that song, that would have been perfect?
Well, my favourite song of all time is A Day in the Life by the Beatles, because I think that opening lyric, I read the news today, oh boy,
yeah,
is the best opening to any song ever. You're just hooked right from the beginning. And it's not even just to have written that song, but to have written that lyric, I read the news today, oh boy,
yeah,
would have been, you know, and it was good enough for David Bowie to
yep,
rewrite into another song as well. So, but yeah, I was obsessed with that lyric. I think it's the best lyric ever. So okay, it would be A Day in the Life by the Beatles for me.
And what about yourself?
I would say it's a very tough question, but I would go for me, I really love the song Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would choose that song. There's a lyric, with the birds I share this lonely view, and yeah, that's just nice to me. I like that. I wish I wrote that one. The guitar riff is so good, the bass and the drums, loving it.
Now, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on TikTok, but 478... So you want to get to 500 followers. So if you're listening out there, all you need to do is type in Square Wave. If you do like any of the bands I play on the show, and artists, whatever, always like their pages, always come up and say, actually, I liked it. Most people don't. And it's always a good idea to actually, you know, say, I do like what you're doing. So you've got, have you got any festivals coming up this year? Have you got any gigs coming up soon?
We're playing the Fresh on the Net for, is it Fresh on the Net? Not Fresh on the Net, Fresh Finds, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to finish my coffee. We're playing Fresh Finds Festival on the 15th of July, which is, it's going to be at Signature Brew in Haggerston. And it's basically just trying to show the best of unsigned music. It's quite good how they're doing it. Instead of having like a bill with like a headliner and then bands on underneath, they're going to do like a, they told me, an FA Cup style draw where it'll just be completely random set times.
Yeah.
And, you know, treating everyone as like, you know, equal artists, so that should be quite exciting. There's loads of great acts on there. Friends of ours, Mystery Team, are playing as well, and they're brilliant, brilliant new group of sort of punk rap group. It's really, really cool. So
yeah,
excited to see them.
Yeah.
So you've got all that coming up, and then the EP will be later on in the year.
Yeah, to be confirmed. That'll be a little bit later in the year. Yeah. So the next one will be, we've got another single coming out before the EP. Whirlpool, and then we'll have a couple singles from the EP and then a full EP launch. So in total we have 6 tracks releasing this year.
And that'll be towards the end of the year, the EP. So.
And you've got a lot of really good people. As I said, you've got Radio X, but have you done Fresh on the Net as well, XLFM? FM?
Yes, I spoke.
Was it Trust the Doc, Neil?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah,
so thanks, Neil.
When I do a review, I always go, it's fantastic, amazing. But when you listen to Neil's, and I do know Neil, he always goes, I wish I could write like that. Because he listens to so much music, he's got the really good wording on everything. But all of the kind of radio stations, we all kind of know each other and say, oh, have you heard this band? Have you heard that band? So it's great to have you both in the studio. You've done a fantastic live set, and I know that you're going to go on and do massive things. So I'll always be able to say you're in here first. And hello. Wave. Hello, what's your name?
Ming.
Hello, Ming. What did you think? They were good, weren't they? Yeah,
see. Ming is also in a band.
Oh, are you?
Ming's in a band called Miel.
And they have
their first single out called Colours.
Why don't you send it to really me? Nice. Send it to me. So I sound really aggressive. sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you over there. Send it to me. It's great to have you both in the studio playing fantastically. Now, do you want to introduce your track? Because this is the latest one you've got out, which is, you introduce it and tell us what it's about.
Yeah, so this is our hypnotic, new, anthemic, shoegazy single called 3, 2, 1, Sweet.
Thanks so much, lads. Cheers.